You know that Rabbi Nachman said that all of his Torah is Hagdamas. So I go in that way, not to compare myself in any other way to Rabbi Nachman, but I go in that way. All of the Torah is Hagdamas. And a lot of the Hagdamas that we're doing have to do with conversations that I had with Jews during the week. Then I get to the Inyan of Yosef at Sadiq and this Chabura, what the reason that we began this Chabura together a couple of years ago. And as I said, I still want to do a few more Hagdamas. A lot of this has to do with hergeshim that I have regarding certain pieces of Torah that I feel would be very helpful to all of us, talking to the boys, talking to ourselves, our sons and our grandsons, and to be able to help others with these Torahs, to develop a certain way of thinking and of teaching. And as I said last week, that Rebbe Hashem, we're going to then spend some time talking about, going to learn a piece from Rebbe Elie Weintraub, the Inyan of Kedushas HaBris, and then move again gently into the area of Halacha. I realized I needed to spend more time a little bit with Hagdamas before getting to Halacha, because Halacha is very strong, very strong. And then after Halacha, after we'll spend a month or two, maybe a little bit less on the Halachas, learning the Iyun, the Halachas of Shmiras HaBris, then there's going to be a Hamtaka in Mitzvah Shem for 20, 30 years. As long as we continue on this, there'll be a Hamtaka, how to deal with the Halacha of Shmiras HaBris, how to cope with it, how to deal with it. But I'm trying to be as masud as I can under the circumstances, because the nature of this inyan is very much Ratzav Hashoyf, and very much depends upon what happened during the week and the conversations that I have with Chava during the week. So there was a conversation that I had with somebody who this past week, who wanted to kill himself. Baruch Hashem, he's being taken care of, he's getting good help, and I hope he's on his way to recovery panemius, and he has to have recovery, what's called recovery. People who have addictions have to go through a time of recovery. That time usually lasts until Zibulu Besrais, until the last clump of dirt is thrown onto the caverns and they say Kaddish. That's what recovery means. So I shared with him this Torah, to try to give some chizik, and I said, so then, I'll, since it was part of the Ashgacha of this week, there's two Torahs. This one is the one I did with him. The other one is just a follow-up to fill in. And I thought that maybe this is Ashgacha Pratis, if it was to try to give him chizik to learn together, and to all of these Torahs, I hope that you're saving them, you keep them some, because you'll be able to pull out from the file to learn with one of the children, a grandchild, another Jew. These are Torahs that give life. All the Torah gives life. But Divrei Elokim Chayim, when the Torah is alive for you at that moment, all of Torah is, but that Torah is living in your life at that moment, you can see how it's giving you life. That's something very special. It's not everything that works for me, works for you. But that's the best I can do. So I try. This tzaddik is the Nevi Yisrael, the Nevi Yisrael from Majitz. I think many of you have learned some of his Torahs, right, from the Nevi Yisrael. Majitz is so famous for the music that it's overshadowing their Torah. The Torah of Majitz, Nevi Yisrael, Yisabrocha, Imri Eish. And now the latest Sefer from Majitz just came out 2 weeks ago, called Nachlas Don, from the Rebbe of Don, who was Niftar. I remember seeing him many times. The Nachlas Don, it's a fat sefer, it's just on half of the Rishis. Nachlas Don. All the Torahs are filled with secrets and sweetness, with tremendous insight into human nature, and secrets and chizik. So the Torah starts off in a very difficult way. We spent weeks talking about Tohu, the Shamas of Tohu. Some of you were there. We learned a lot of Rav Kook back then, and the Indian of the Neshamas of Tohu. Our generation is filled with the Neshamas of Tohu. Could be that one or two of you are not. But for the most part, the neshamas of Tal, a tremendous population, certainly the ones that come to these kind of shiurim, from that oilam, which is not an insult, it's a compliment, but it's just there are challenges that come with it. So the Torah says, "Varos ha'sosov avoh." The earth was sohu vavohu. Pirush Rashi, what does that mean? What does it mean, tohu vavohu? So Pirush Rashi, she'odam toyeh u'mishtoymeim avohu shaba. That were a person to be able to see what was at the beginning, that tohu vavohu, if it was possible, of course it wasn't possible, because man didn't exist. But were it possible, the meaning of this in Rashi's explaining in Lashon HaKodesh is that a person would be astonished, toiha, umishtoime, astonished by the emptiness, the desolation, astonished by the emptiness. Shadam toiha umishtoime, toiha was wondering, astonished, mishtoime, stronger. It's a very strong word, mishtoime. Alavayu shabu, on the emptiness, the desolation. Vohu, Rashi says, a lashon of reikus, vitzadoi. Reikus, emptiness. Vitzado is an Aramaic, emptiness. Reikus vitzadoi. Why is it important for Rashi to bring Targum over here? That would be a conversation that maybe, I don't know if we'll get to it today. But Reikus, the lashon of emptiness, V'ruach Elokim rachefes al pnei mayim. And the ruach of Hashem is rachefes, was hovering over the depths. Rachefes al pnei mayim, of the depths of the waters. V'tirgim yonis in the v'ruach derachmin hu menashba. Targum Yonison says that the Ruach Elokim is Ruach derachman, a Ruach of Rachman, of compassion, of love. Even though it says Ruach Elokim, and Elokim is as glorious then. Targum translates, Targum is Lashon of Pnimius, is Ruach derachman u'menashu. There's a ruach of rachamim that was blowing. V'hinei hamachadish betuva b'chal yom tamid ma'isa bereishis. Machadish betuva b'chal yom tamid ma'isa bereishis. Bereishis is not something that just happened tavshin ayin tes years ago. It's not something that happened all of those years ago. Bereishis is happening every day, every moment of the day. Yesh me'ayin, that's the yisod of our emunah, of our belief. That Bereishis is something that is constantly taking place. Kachu tamid, b'chol zman u'b'chol adam. So the Rebbe says, so if creation began in such a state, where the emptiness was absolutely astonishing. Adam toyu mishtoimen al vohu shabo. If that's how the world came into existence, from that state of astonishing emptiness and desolation. So kachu tamid b'chol zman b'chol adam. So kachu tamid b'chol zman u'b'chol adam. So it is at all times and with every person. Kishemata yodai shel adam chas v'shalom. When a person is mata yodai, when he feels that it's finished, that he can't continue, and it's mata yodai shel adam that he's falling, he's stumbling. Now stumbling is just a little bit. His mom is collapsing. Mata yodim means the person's collapsing, he has no more strength. V'utoye u'mishtoimim alvohu shabo, v'areikus bitzodoy. And he looks at himself, he looks at his life, and he sees even in Gashmis. First of all, he's talking about just in Gashmis. And he's astonished by the emptiness, by his poverty. There are a lot of Torahs in Divrei Yisrael. Those who have learned Divrei Yisrael, you know that there are a lot of Torahs on poverty, giving chizuk to people who didn't have anything. The times were hard, and it was the area was a difficult area, and just in pashtus, a person looks at his life and he says, I can't, I just don't know how I'm going to go on. And mata yod on a very simple level means that he's bankrupt. Doesn't have. Doesn't know how he's going to feed his children. Not talking like now, how am I going to get to Disney World, you know, nanazman. Talking about just a piece of bread. M'shtoymalt al voreshubo v'arekis v'hatzogam. Shalarash ain't kol. Totally impoverished. Ain't kol. Shul devar. B'choyshe me'ayin yovay ezri. And the person is thinking, from where will my help come? Me'ayin, he's in a place of ayin. I have nothing. Let me see that when a person is in that place of bracious, and everything that he was depending upon is mamish ayin, and he's able to cry out, Me'ayin yovay ezri, pis'om suddenly, v'ruach elokim rachefes. Suddenly, a Ruach Elokim begins to hover over. Ruach Elokim Rachefes. Hainu, Ruach de Rachman min Kadam Hashem en Ashbas. A Ruach of Rachman from Hashem begins to waft into his life. V'noisha b'chol toiv. He could have a complete Yeshua. It's very much depending upon what I was talking about yesterday morning by the Joshua. Toiv from Rabbi Nachman's, that many of you were there, is Meloich al Aretz Kavodim Milo. That a person has to recognize lo, that it's not him, that he can't save himself, he can't bring himself up. Maloi, that when a person is in that place of lo, then he's able to open up a tzinor that allows ha'aretz kavodah, that allows his life to shine with the light of Hashem's world. The person is filled with himself. That's what Rabbi Nachman talks about in Kufayin Beis. It's not a long Torah, but it's a very, very deep Torah. Rabbi Nachman there begins by saying that all the manias that a person has in his life, when it comes to parnasa, when it comes to children, when it comes to health, he brings upon himself because he sees himself as the creator. And since we're very, very limited in what we could do, limited, we can't do anything. So the person looks at himself as king, Zani. And as a result of that, he creates a terrible blockage. Really, the Rabbi Nachman begins by saying, the Or of Hashem is Shofei HaTamid. I'm just chazing from yesterday morning. The Or of Hashem is Shofei HaTamid. Hashem's light is constantly, constantly pouring into the world. Shofei HaTamid. But when the person creates a tzel, he creates a shadow, a shade, that doesn't allow that light into his life, to penetrate into his life, because he holds himself king. Zani, it's me. And that makes a blockage. It's Manea, the Or of Hashem, from entering and penetrating into his life. So how does one allow the covet of Hashem to enter into his life? So that's how Rabbi Nachman explains, Moloi Chalaretz Kevodo, Milo. Doesn't say Molo, it says in other places. Kevodo Moloi Erlo, but here, it says Molo Chalaretz Kevodo, is Milo, me from Lo. From Lo, from Lamed Aleph, from your not being God, and accepting that you don't, that you can't do this, that you're helpless, that you're in a place of ayin, milo, from that place, then kol ha'aretz kavodai. Then the whole world, your whole life will be filled with kavod Hashem, with that shefa, that bracha. But it depends on lo. You have to draw it from that place that's called lo, milo. From that place of lo, kol ha'aretz kavodai. But as long as the person is Cain, okay, it's me. So then the Shef of Hashem can't enter this life. There can't be a creation. There can't be a Vehi Or. That means the person has to cry out and daven. begging you, he or there should be light in my life. But it's only the person first makes himself into that bechina of lo, lo. It's a lo ani, it's not me. So then there could be that possibility of ruach hakim rachefes, ruach derachim kadam Hashem anashves of a noish of a chol toiv. V'hainu k'may shenemar says in Tillim, im amarti motor ragli, chazducha Hashem yisadein. When I thought that my foot had slipped, that I was finished, your love was there to support me. But the simple pshat, that's how it's translated. I looked into the translation. When I thought my foot had slipped, your love was there to support me. But on a deeper level, im means if. Im amarti, if I come to that place of recognizing, motaragli, that I myself, as long as I believed that it was me, I realized that this didn't work. I realize now that I'm falling apart. When a person comes to that hakara and he asks for Hashem's Baruch's help, because he looks at his life and he sees even in Gashmias that he's toyo mishtoimim ala reikonis ala reikus hatzeda hatzoda, that he's astonished by how his life is so empty. It's all the years that he's worked so hard, he doesn't have anything. Motaragli, I'm falling apart. My legs are slipping out from under me. Chazdecha Hashem yisadein. Then there's the ruach ma'ashem. The ruach elokim is ma'achefes. Ma'achefes. Ne'amayim ma'ayim is chesed. V'cheinu gam beklal yisrael. And it's not only with the person in his own individual life, both with physical matters and with spiritual matters, which the Rebbe will get to in a moment, but it's also like that with klal yisrael. The entire nation, the entire people. The Perush HaMedrash, Chazal on that pasuk, if our house is so vavo, Choshech, Avnei Sahom, Chazal tell us it's going to Golus Yisrael. And each one of those, the shyness of emptiness and darkness, is one of the four Golias. Bovel and Paras and Yovan and Edom, Sohu, Vavo, Choshech, and Tahom. Are the four exiles written the last one of Tahom? That's Tahom is the Isis Hamavis, Mamish, the depth, the worst, most astonishing type of emptiness. But those are the four Golias, the four exiles. The Ruach Elokim, Chazal say, Ruach Elokim is a Ruach HaYishal Mashiach. Mashiach is called Ruach HaPein and Mashiach HaShem. So the Ruach Elokim, the Ruach of Mashiach, is Merachefes al Pnei HaMayim, Chazal say B'Schus HaTshuva. The Schus of Tshuva, Mayim is Tshuva, the Schus of Tshuva, Shifchi Kamayim Libech, pour your heart out like water, turn Davin Tshuva. So Ruach Elokim, Merachefes al Pnei HaMayim, is Ruach HaPein Mashiach HaShem, that from each of the Golias will be saved. From each one of those Golias, and by the tzaddikim who were b'chinah of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David of that time, and then ultimately with Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, the final Gula, is called Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei HaMayim. Shivchi Kamayim Libech. K'mishinema Shivchi Kamayim Libech. K'moichein, Hu ba'avaydis ha'bayis baruch shomayim. In the same way it is when it comes to physical matters, that and only then there could be. When you come to that place of ayin, of lo, then you can come to Vayom Lekim Hi Or. So too, and with Am Yisrael, so too when it comes to the individual person. When a person wakes up from that deep sleep in Havlei Olam Hazeh, in the Narishkeit, in the futility and the silliness of this world, Umefashvesh B'maisev, and he's Mefashvesh B'maisev, he examines his life. You know, was after the 4,565th like Kiddush Club attendance. And could be that his wife said to him something like, "When are you going to grow up?" And maybe he lost a lot of money that day. The deal fell apart. And maybe his kid said, like when he was talking to him about, "You got to do this, you got to do that," the kid looked at him like, "When you do it, I'll do it." And he's lying there at night. It was a rough day. He's lying there at night. He's lying there at night, and he's starting to think, Ulai. Now maybe Masha Loba say that. Maybe something's not right. Maybe it's not my parents' fault, and it's not my Rebbe's fault, and it's not God's fault, and it's not Trump's fault, and it's not Hillary's fault. And he starts to look at himself, and then when he sees himself, he looks at his life, he's mefashar from Isaac, he starts to examine his life. So like, lemaisa, how have I spent the last 20 years of my life? Lemaisa. He's mefashar from Isaac, and he comes up, he's absolutely astonished at the emptiness and the darkness of his life. Astonished. How he's empty. Bitzado means deep emptiness. It means empty shebe empty. It's the Aramis, it's the Aramaic, but it means complete emptiness. He looks at himself, and he's living a life in complete darkness. Now here's a very crucial moment in his life, because he can go two ways. This goes back to what we learned 2 weeks ago, right, from the tzaddik from Milwaukee, you remember? This can go two ways. Because at this moment, he either, what, accepts Achrayas, or what's the other alternative? Who, what? Mashiach's Atzma. Either he accepts Achrayas, he's lying there at night, he looks over there, he realizes he hasn't been particularly nice to her either. He might stop by the kids' room, they're sleeping now, and he looks at them, and he realizes he's not the father that he should be. And he sits down in the chair and he starts to cry, in the kitchen someplace. And at that moment, he can go two ways. Either he looks at the emptiness, he's astonished by the emptiness. He can go two ways. Either he says, "Tov maspik, I'm a kabbal achrayis. I'm a kabbal achrayis, I accept the responsibility, I've made a lot of mistakes. I accept that achrayis. It's my responsibility to change, to be a better husband, to be a better father, to be a better Jew, to fill this emptiness with more learning, more davening, tefillah b'tzibur, kriya shma lamita, brachas." Whatever that person's program, obviously it has to be done with seichel. So he accepts achrayis. Kedusha, life of Kedusha. Stop looking at those things. Stop making believe that the things that your eyes see during the day don't affect you, haven't made you into something that you don't want to be. Stop playing that game. Stop hiding in the garden, right? You remember? Stop hiding. Stop playing that game of hiding. You now see that you're naked. You accept Achrayis. That's one way you can go. But the other way it could go is your Mashiach's Atzmacha. That's what we learn. That you just cry, you know, you reach for some drink or something, whatever it is, or you just take your phone and start looking at some other things, and or you just say, "Look, there are a lot of people that are worse than me." And you continue on. But feeling like you're the lowest person in the world, except maybe there's one guy you know that's worse than you. But your Mashiach's Atzmacha. Make yourself into a Rosh. So, that means you're going to be a worse husband, a worse father, and a worse Jew. The Mashiach is Atzmach. So that's a very crucial moment. That Tohu Vavohu moment is very crucial. Like, what do you do with that?
Totally.
And it's lav davka Yom Kippur. But at that moment of tov avo, what do you do? What do you do?
Shoyfech kamayim libo lifnei hamole rachmi.
Pour your heart out like water before the one who's filled with rachmi. And if you do that in a real way, and you cry, and you pour your heart out, and you talk to Hashem Baruch, you'll begin to feel as I v'ruach elokim rachmin min kadam Hashem. You'll begin to feel Kadosh Baruch Hu holding you in the ruach, that His ruach is surrounding you and filling you. Of Rachamim, Hashem Baruch says, ah, you're being honest, you're being real, you're in a place of low. If it's not me. Rachefaz al pnei amayim. Sheshovach b'tshuva. You're crying b'tshuva. Ruach lakim rachefaz al pnei amayim. And when you do that, instead of going the other way and hiding in the garden, if you do that, then Vayom Lekim, you'll hear, you'll feel Hashem Shabbat saying, Yihi Or. Let there be light in your life. I'll help you. Yihi Or. And Vayhi Or B'libo Yimach. Then your mind and your heart begin to fill with light. You haven't felt in years and years and years. Yihi Or Vayhi Or. You begin to feel your mind and your heart filling with Or. But just to be able to come to this, you have to daven a lot. Because there has to be a davening before the davening. Like we have tefillahs before tefillah. To daven, to be able to come to this davening, you have to daven that the Kadosh Baruch should wake you up. So first you have to be makir. You might not feel... You might not feel the astonishment of the emptiness, but you know that there's stuff that's not good. You know that things are not right. So you have to daven lishpeich harbe tchinas lefnei Hamakom Baruch. You have to pour a lot of tefillas to Hashem. Hamo'ira yishenim v'amekis nedom. Because one of the midas of Hashem is that He wakes up those who are sleeping. You have to, like, at least set the alarm, you know? You have people that go to sleep, they don't set the alarm. They're shachas in the morning, they don't even set the alarm. The people, they just go to sleep. When will they wake up? Whenever. There are other Jews that they don't need an alarm. They're in such a place of getting up that they don't need an alarm. All the Jews who can't sleep. Jews who can't sleep, Jews who can't get awake. Amidav Hashem is he's ma'uri, yishayni mekis nedom, Hashem is baruch. If you want him to, he'll wake you up. You can set the alarm. But you have to cry a lot and daven. Just for that Hashem should wake you up. First to acknowledge that you've been sleeping. You should be zeicher for this. Sheyizkil lezeh. L'soira lahakitz es atzmai. To wake up and to wake yourself up, to get yourself going. Now look how beautiful the Rebbe says this is tied into our davening and the passing of Daniel. This is what we say in the davening on Monday and Thursday. Honestly, davening some chassidish shtibel someplace where they never say tachnun. but if you've had the schus to say tachnun on Monday, Thursday, zeh shonu mavakshim v'hu rachum, the v'hu rachum of Monday and Thursday from the pasuk in Daniel. Pekachei nechu re'esha memreisein. So we're asking Hashem, Pekach einecha, Baruch Shalom, open your eye, Ure'eh, and look, Shem Yom Yisrael, look at our emptiness. Look at our desolation. look at the devastation of my life. It's talking about Yerushalayim, the Silul Pshat. Take a look at the city, Yerushalayim, how empty Yerushalayim is. This is Ruach HaKodesh, what the Rebbe says here is Mamash Ruach HaKodesh. The Ha'ir, he says, Eloshen of his Eirus. The Baruch Shalom, I'm asking you, look at my emptiness. Shalom HaSeinah. The Ha'ir, meaning Hainu, Ha'ir is Eloshen of his Eirus. Ha'ir, the city, is his Eirus. Hainu Shetayir Li Beinu. Baruch Shalom, I'm begging you, wake me up. I want to get out of this sleep on me. Wake me up. Now, sometimes you're sleeping and you're having a dream, and in the dream you're waking up. It's already a madrega. Wake me up. What does that mean? Shenispala alza. Hashem, wake me up from the emptiness, from the sleep. Wake me up, shenikra shimchala, that I should call out to you. Shenispala alza, that I should daven to you, al shema meseinu, on the emptiness and the devastation of my life. You have to daven. To wake me up, that I should call out to you. About what? That I should call out to you. Loshen of Hesoyrus. Shnikwa Shimchala, Shnispal al Zashon Meisenu Kanal. But the Torah is promising that when a person comes to that and asks Hashem to help with this, and to wake us up, and we should cry out to you, and tshuva, feelings of emptiness, all of that. Ruach Elokim rachevs al pnei mayim. Ruach Elokim rachevs al pnei mayim. Ruach derachman menashba. That there's a ruach of rachman that's menashim. But the ikur is at that moment, not to slip into that other place, that dark place, of lashias atzmacha. That I'm no good, I'm not able to change, I'm finished. All you have is that exact moment that you are right now in your life. And this moment that I'm in, why did I have this service? This moment that I'm in, you know, Chazal say an astonishing thing. Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 Nisyonos, right? Chazal, in the Medrash, Chazal say that it's not clear which is a greater Nisayon. The Nisayon of Lech Lecha, because it says twice, by the Nisayon is Lech Lecha, by Avraham Avinu's Nisayon is. The Nisayon of Lech Lecha me'aitzecha, and where? Lech Lecha? It's Har Moriah. Go up to Har Moriah. So Chazal made a tzustel, a hekish, Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha. And they're asking, well, which is the harder Lech Lecha? Which was a big Nisayon? Lech Lecha Me'aitzecha? Lech Lecha L'Har Moriah? So all the Mepharshim are asking, it's a big Nisayon? Which was a harder Lech Lecha, to leave your place? Okay, but say it's hard to leave the place where you grew up. That's hard. It's a Nisayon. It's a hard Nisayon. But how do you compare that to Lech Lecha? It's to go to tell someone to go kill your son? To go for the Akedah? How do you even ask? And then the Chazal says, so that because it says Al Har Moriah, it's a whole limud about. So no, Kamash Malon, that the Akedah is harder, but it's like a little bit harder. But there's Akasha, it's a question. Which is harder? How could there be such a question? Lech Lecha Me'aitzecha? Or Lech Lecha L'Eretz Har Moriah? To kill your son. How could there be such a thing? To ask which is harder? No? Anybody have an idea? How could there be a question like that?
he's not Roy with the, he doesn't know what his relationship with Hashem hasn't settled in yet.
Relative to where he is.
So good. So you're saying, because at that point in time, this is all new. So later on, there's a relationship, there's a kesher. There's already a kesher. I think the Alshon HaKadosh, the Tzaddikim, that say that. And that rings from truth. Once you already have a kesher, so then I know what I'm giving something up for. At the beginning, I know what. Like, who are you? Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. So even if it's a lighter in the Yisoyin Be'etzim, but since there's no relationship, right? This is what you're saying, but since there's no relationship, so then some of Mepharshim say that. That's a very good pshat. Yeah.
By lack of the beginning, Hashem didn't tell him where, unknown.
Mystery.
The mystery, whereas by the Akedah, he knew exactly what Hashem wanted.
It's true, but still, Afal Pichin, it's hard to make a thing between the two of them a hekish. It's true, there's always something unnerving about the mystery. He's telling them, you're going from here to another place. He was telling them, you're going from here, and you're going to kill yourself. The emphasis is that Chazal is saying, is that, and the tzaddikim that allude to this, that the emphasis is the same design. There's a technical difference, but it's the same. The pnimius is the same design, exactly the same design. Because lech lecha me'aretzcha means stop thinking about what happened in the past. Stop going back to your past. Lech lecha me'aretzcha. I mean, me'lardcha me'besavich. You're fixated on the mistakes that you've made in the past. On your life that was. Stop thinking about the past. And Leich Lachal Eretz HaMaria is stop thinking about the future. Because the future that Avraham Avinu was told was going to be built through Yitzchak Avinu, right? That was the future. And now he's being told, kill Yitzchak. Meaning that there's no future. So the two things that destroy us always is thinking about the past and worrying about the future. So Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha is saying, go away from your past. Stop thinking about what happened. Stop thinking about how you never ever have been able to overcome this. How your past is a long series of failures. Stop thinking about it. Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha. Go away from that way of thinking of what was. Go away from it. So then you say, okay, besides, I'm not going to. But even when I look to the future, I can't see how I'm going to be able to do this. In other words, I can't imagine myself being good. I can't imagine myself being successful. I can't imagine making my life work out in the future. I can't imagine it. So for that, Hashem says, which means go away. It's a test. Don't think about it. I told you that everything can be Yitzhak, Yikar Lechazara. I told you that you're going to have a future through Yitzhak, and now I'm telling you, There's no Yitzhak. You have to kill him. So you're worried about it. So Abba Zaitan, what's going to be with my future? I have no future. So Baruch Shalom says, stop thinking about the future. Don't think about the past. And don't start worrying about how am I going to be able to sustain this in the future. Because those are the two machshavos. Those are the two machshavas that draw a person into that dark parasha of Lahashiyas Atzmai, to make himself a Rasha. Because I was a Rasha until now, and I can't imagine myself not being a Rasha in the future. So which Nisayin is harder? The Torah says that the Etzim is the same Nisayin. Is that test not to think about the present? They're both the same test. There's a technicality, of course, that makes killing your son harder. But as far as the pnimi is, it's both the same test. It's always that test. The test is, be distracted from your present life. Don't focus on what you could do right now. Think about how you failed in the past and how you'll never be able to succeed in the future, or it's too overwhelming in the future. But the key thing is, don't think about now. That's the sitra. Don't think about now. And the way that a person deals with not thinking about now is to hide in the garden. That's all. It's to hide in the garden. It's to go, to hide, to continue the game. Just to hide. So the pneumius of both of them, the sionis, is to take you away from where you are right now. And the truth that you feel right now, and the clarity that you have this moment in your life, the clarity of this moment is one that can bring you to the tefillos, to the hesaros, to that siyata deshmaya of vayom lekim yehi or, and vayhi or. Or, if you drift back into the past, or if you get nervous about the future, so then you just go away from the tilum, you go away from the davening, and you just continue to hide. So the tachlis of a person's avoda is to be able to, at that moment, that crucial moment, which is the present moment, not to chalila, not to fall into either of those two directions. To stay away from the past, but to stay away from the future. And even though you'll read in Svarim about all the inyanim of Chavrota and regretting the past, and all the inyanim of Kabbalah Lahava, which are these in the Dachi Hatshuva, but linyanenu uladayrenu, a person in our times, in our generation, of course a person has to, at a certain time, to make Chavrota, and at a certain time, to plan the future. But where we're holding right now, and something you need to talk to the kids about, that where we're holding right now, the Ikra Vaid is not what happened yesterday and not what you're going to do tomorrow. The Ikra Vaid is like right now it could be better. Right now. So, right now. This is where it is right now. What happened yesterday. Gemara and the Sfafalm. Tomorrow. Inyanacha Lagamre. All the Kabbalists, the person makes all the different Kabbalists. And then in the school, they used to tell us the Kabbalists from Abchazka Levenstein, the Kabbalists from Bissel Salati, that these Kabbalists, not to be Messiah Das once when I'm saying the Shem Hashem, these kind of Kabbalists. So, I'm trying to be Messiah Das from the world, that I can think for a second that there's a God. And all these Kabbalists of the Tzaddikim and so on, because right now, this moment, I can think of Hashem. It's not hard. I didn't yesterday, I might not tomorrow, but right now. Hayom. In the Kurla Sishmo. We should be Zaycheh for that. Hold on to the page you have for the video, okay?